Here's a thought about sketches. Of course, wouldn't you know, just as I hit the record button, a huge cloudburst happens. You could probably hear it pounding on the roof of the trailer. Oh, well, this is not a studio. You know where I am. Anyway, I want to talk about sketches because it's a bit of terminology I would like to begin using more frequently because it means something special to me. And by sketches, I don't mean, you know, drawing out a little stick figure sort of things. That's not what I'm getting at. But rather using it in a specific term to replace what I think are two clunkier terms. And that is project-oriented photography, which is an accurate way to describe the kinds of things that I do, and probably that lots of you do too. Could be anything from seeing in sixes to who knows what else. But project-oriented photography, I think, differentiates photography between that and the single greatest hits image that goes up on the wall. And the other term that I see used a lot, that I use a lot, that I'm not crazy about, is just the simplified term projects. But a project describes what it is that we do. We work on a project. It's a certain sort of production activity rather than a results activity. And that's where sketches comes into play. A sketch, I suppose it can be a verb to describe the way we work, but it, even more importantly to me, describes a certain kind of result. And to describe that result, rather than just try to wing it here, indulge me for just a minute if I read from my website at brooksjensenarts.com where I describe the philosophy behind sketches. It's just a couple of paragraphs, so here goes. Inspired by the classic book Sketches by Boz, an early pen name of Charles Dickens, who's one of my favorite authors, I learned that every story need not be a tale with a beginning, middle, and end, nor a morality play with a quote-unquote message. Just looking and seeing the world for the fascinating thing that it is can be enough. Photography was built for just a purpose. Combined with words, a photograph can be a sketch of life, just as Dickens did with his words and the accompanying drawings by Cruikshank. Why not adapt Dickens' great idea for our modern tools? Why not create sketches with a group of images and text rather than a framed wall art or a single image? In reviewing my photographic archives, I realized that I had thousands of small observations, moments, encounters, and experiences that are scattered throughout my photographic archive, just waiting for an ideal medium. Some are moments of wonderful light, some are portraits of interesting people, some breathtaking landscapes that inspired thought, some are simple small encounters that I hope are worth sharing. Eclectic in nature, varied in style and content, long and short, a few images or a few dozen, lengthy text or just a sentence or two. I've been working in this format of sketches for decades, unaware that I was. So that's what I wrote on my website to introduce the idea of what sketches are. And I find the term a sketch of some place or some thing or some moment or some individual to be far more accurate of what it is I'm trying to accomplish than to use such cumbersome phrases as project-oriented photography or doing a project of this person or this place or this thing or this moment. So for me, sketches is the ideal term. It's not storytelling, so it's not quite a story. It's not quite the same thing as a photo essay, but probably a lot closer to photo essay than it is to something like a documentary. So if I start using the word sketches more frequently, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.